Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. River Action, Nahant Marsh, and Living Lands and Waters all host river cleanups. We find a wide variety of trash, from shopping carts to sofas, bottles to baby dolls. In no particular order, here are the five most common trash items in the river. First, cigarette butts. They weigh 1 gram or less, but they account for 30% of all litter in the United States. In spite of their small size, they are the single worst offender. They accumulate in our soil, on our beaches and riverfronts, and in our rivers. Second, plastic bottles and bottle caps. More than 22 billion plastic water bottles are thrown away yearly, meaning only about 1 in every 6 bottles purchased in the country ends up being recycled. Third, food packaging. This is a large category that includes milk jugs, juice boxes, snack packaging, as well as paper, styrofoam, wax wrappings, coffee cups, and drink cups. While some of these items could be recycled, most are not. Fourth, plastic bags. Over 100 billion bags are used each year, and most are not recycled. They weigh about 8 grams each, but enough are littered annually to weigh as much as 176 adult blue whales. They take a long time to degrade, and they leach harmful chemicals into the environment. Fifth, aluminum cans. About 100 billion aluminum cans are used in the U.S. annually, and only about half of these are recycled. They account for 50% of roadside litter, much of which is washed into our waterways. Finally, it is important to note what stays in our rivers the longest: microplastics. They come from larger plastic items when they break down or in the form of products like microbeads. Most float into the oceans, but many will mix with river sediments, decreasing oxygen levels in the water and harming fish. Please seek out cleanup sites and select one or more in the coming season. Take a photo of what you find, send it to us, and we will post it on River Action's website, along with many thanks.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.